Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. A unique engineering contest is taking place at Montreal's Old Port campus. Who can keep a massive block of ice from melting over the course of 20 days? The contest is called the Ice Block Challenge. It sees one team from Concordia's engineering department and one team from ETS, the higher technology school in Montreal. Each team has to find a way of preserving a one-ton block of ice. The teams cannot use refrigeration or coolants. They have to build a well-engineered and insulated structure following what are called passive housing principles. Andre Severin is the conception lead for the team from ETS. Here he is explaining what passive housing principles are.
The passive house standard, it's a building standard that was created in Germany in 1993 by Dr. Wolfgang Feist. And it's a standard that consists in five principles, which is super insulated buildings, high performance windows, thermal bridge construction, heat recovery ventilation, and there's the last one, which is airtight building envelopes.
The first Icebox Challenge took place in Brussels, Belgium, in 2007, and convinced the municipality of Brussels to adopt passive housing principles into their building codes. This challenge is a first for Montreal. Severin says engineers, architects, and planners can learn a lot about how to keep homes cool and save energy in hot weather from a contest like this.
Hopefully it will have some impact, but basically what we're doing here, it's the same thing, but like with a little variant as a student competition. We have a reference box with the minimum code of Quebec, and we have the two boxes of ETS and Concordia built under passive house standard principles.
The ice boxes are currently on display at Montreal's Old Port, with the massive ice blocks inside slowly melting away. The winners will be revealed in an event on July 30th. The time is to be determined. CJLO will be covering the results. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.